The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? We're back. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's your boy, Cousin Ed. This is it's a wind down Wednesday, but it is a March recap, March 2024 recap. Every month, I like to do a recap of the month before on the first Wednesday as we wind down and go into the next month. So I have some great content for you coming up this month. So I'm going to wait to put some of those shows out. This one is going to be the recap of last month. So hopefully you stay with me on this one and enjoy every show on here that I recap. Be sure to go out and make sure you listen to. I will say this much. Many of you that I talk to, you're no different than me. So don't feel bad, but you're no different than me. I haven't gotten to all of the shows I want to listen to yet. I haven't binge watched all of the Netflix and what's the other ones? Disney Plus and Prime and all those shows I want to watch. I haven't done all that, right? So I understand. I want to say that much before I even start the show. I understand. That's why the recap is here, so you can know what you may have missed, so you can go back to that episode. But I do want you to catch all episodes. So whenever you're driving, whenever you're just cleaning the house, whenever you have time, make sure you catch all the episodes of Cousin Ed's Corner. One key thing that I do want to say is thank you. Thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for listening to all the episodes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Be sure to stop right now. Stop what you're doing. Look to your top left, top right, middle page, bottom left, bottom right. Wherever the subscribe button is or follow or follow, subscribe, all those keywords. Wherever that button is, go ahead and click that button, right? Be sure to follow the show, subscribe to the show. Be in line with getting the notifications of what's going on at Cousin Ed's Corner, okay? Also, be sure to hit the share button. Share the show with three of your friends, family, or coworkers. Whatever number three is a nice special number, be sure to share the show with three of your friends, all right? So if you could do that, that helps the show. That helps us grow. And if you're part of any social media platform, be sure to follow us there at CousinEdsCorner.com. That's CousinEdsCorner.com. Follow us on social media. Be sure to send me a DM. Let me know you're following the show on social media. Lastly, before I go directly into the show, if you ever want to reach out to myself, the show, any of the guests, 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. Leave a text message there. You can leave a voicemail if you like on CousinEdsCorner.com. That's CousinEdsCorner.com. Leave a voicemail there. Top of the page says leave voicemail. And DM, voicemail. You can email us at info@CousinEdsCorner.com. Info@CousinEdsCorner.com. That was a lot. I just want to make sure I get all of that out the way before the recap. The recap will add some of that in there, but I want to make sure that I got that up front for everyone, that you can go out and follow the show, subscribe to the show, increase the engagement of the show, and be connected with the show. All right. This month was special for me. Definitely was a great month. Probably one of the better months that we've had so far of Cousin S Corner. I think every month is a great month. I think with the growth, you can see just everything coming in line. Everything coming in line. So I want to say salute to all the guests we had this month, and salute to all of you for joining us. Right. So we started the month off with a financial Freedom Friday, right? And did you know if you would have started investing 10 years ago, you would be richer today, right? So did you know if you would have started investing 10 years ago, you would be richer today? And I say that in whole heart truth, right? I went through the show and pulled some facts. One example is if 10 years ago you bought Disney stock, what would it be today? You'd be richer. Okay. That's the bottom line. I don't think I gave this fact, but it's saying crypto 10 years ago. Everybody's fearful of crypto, but if you would have bought Bitcoin 10 years ago, you'd be richer now. And it's all about investing. It's all about diversity, all about investing in things. Just like you see some of the rich and famous, they go invest in art, they invest in gold, they invest in cars, right? They don't buy a car for luxury, to buy a car for some of them buy cars for investments. So just investing, right? We went from there. Oh, I'm reading from the list on what I see. Not all of you will see this, but I introduced a new show called The Corner Connection. So it's another chapter of Cousin Ed's Corner. And this is a brief description of, when I say chapter of Cousin Ed's Corner, if you think about ABC, NBC, Netflix, and all of these different channels, they have different shows, different episodes, right? And Cousin Ed's Corner is no different. Cousin Ed's Corner is the umbrella behind all of these episodes and shows, right? So one show is Motivational Monday. Another show is Wind Down Wednesday. Another show is Thank God for Everything. Another show is Financial Freedom Friday. Another show is When My Sister Wins, We All Win, right? So a new show to Cousin Ed's Corner is The Corner Connection. And the first one that was done, I believe, was Time to Take a Road Trip. And it may not be the first one. Maybe another one was done the month before. The reason why I'm saying you might not see this, because it's only for subscribers. Actually, it's not. This episode was number 2 or 3 for The Corner Connection. This is only for subscribers. And I'll explain the subscriber. You can do it through Apple. If you go to Apple Podcast and look up Cousin Ed's Corner, you will see another button under there that says The Corner Connection, and it's for you to subscribe. Now, what do you get when you subscribe? You get exclusive shows like this show right here. You also, the main purpose is just another way to support the show. I want to give back to you by subscribing. So yes, I give exclusive things there. Yes, I give early shows, like, so you can have early access to shows. I may record a show that's coming out next week. I may go ahead and put it out now. I may have special guests on there. I may have special announcements on there. I may have special giveaways on there. But is this something extra for people who want to help the show, help the show in its growth, and help keep the lights on over here? So if you'd like to help keep the lights on, go ahead and subscribe to The Corner Connection under Cousin Ed's Corner on Apple Podcasts. So this one was, says Time for a Road Trip. I was going somewhere and wanted to share my road trip with you. So next show was Motivational Monday. Are you able to accept criticism? Unlocking your inner confidence. Some people, many of us, sometimes we're not confident enough to accept criticism, right? The minute someone says something to us, we all in our feelings and we can't take it. So are you confident enough, right? Do you have enough self-confidence to know that whatever someone says, either it's said in love, it's said in hate, it's said in anger, whatever it is, right? That I'm confident enough to say, okay, I can accept it. and how am I going to deal with it? So accepting criticism is something we all have to do. One thing for myself, playing sports, it has been easier for me to accept criticism, because having a crazy coach yell at you half the time, hey, I wasn't walking out of the gym, I wasn't crying, I was able to accept the criticism. So that was Motivational Monday, just motivating us to be able to accept criticism. We came back with a Wind Down Wednesday, and that was the first Wednesday of the month. We recapped February, so I'm not going to go into that. Going to the next one was a Thank God for Everything. And, you know, over here, everyone uses the TGIF, but we say Thank God for Everything because we want to thank God at all times, not just for Friday. And this, it was me just saying thanks, right? I'm always going to say thank you, because this show wouldn't be anything without you. So it was me just saying thanks. Next one was a this was a great show. If you haven't heard this show, please go out and listen to this one. Motivational Monday, Closer to My Dreams. This came from the thoughts of one of my favorite artists, Gwalapalay. I had a chance to see her years ago in California, and dynamic. I mean, not only beautiful, but dynamic. She, oh my goodness. Her voice. And just how can we get closer to our dreams? What are we doing working towards to get closer to our dreams? You may dream about something, but what are you doing to get closer to your dreams? So that was a Motivational Monday. The next one, I told you, March was a beast. March was a beast, right? When my sister wins, we all win. Transforming lives through fitness, nutrition, and self-love with the queen. I mean, she's new to the show, but Jamie Alexander put it down. We had a ball. We had a ball with Jamie Alexander. If you haven't checked that show out, if you haven't followed Jamie Alexander, please be sure to follow her. We had a ball. She's going to be back on the show. Everything on that show, we clicked, and she laid it down for all of everyone. So definitely check out that show. The next show that was the following Friday, we did another Thank God for Everything. And this one is near and dear to my heart. This one really hit home. This is probably one of the best shows we've done here at Cousin Ed's Corner. And I'm saying a lot. I'll wait to the end to tell you that. But this is probably one of the best shows we've done. And I'm not saying because of the number. I'm talking about just the content. The content. Navigating the gift of caregiving with another queen, another sister of the show, Atrice Hart. That show had me torn for days after. Many, many, many of you have responded about that show. The number of text messages, number of calls that I've gotten, that we've gotten, Atrice also has gotten, is tremendous. And it's still going. The numbers are still going up on that show. If you haven't, listen to that show and share it with someone who may be going through being a caregiver for their parents, or even a caregiver for anyone in their household. Definitely share that show. That show, if I had to submit it for any award, that show would be the show right there. All right. The next show was The Corner Connection. This was a pre-release, so people who were part of The Corner Connection already got this show. So thank you for all the subscribers that already got that show. But for those, I released it, I think the following, I'm not even sure what day I released it, but I let the show come out, and it's what the bleep, what the bleep did he just say? And I had some things on my mind, so I was cussing and fussing. That's another thing. Some things that Cousin Ed might not say on Cousin Ed's Corner will be said on The Corner Connection. Some after-hour conversations will be had on The Corner Connection. Some guests who are very opinionated that might not be for the audience we have right now might be on The Corner Connection. So you might not want to miss The Corner Connection, all right? So definitely check out the Corner Connection. But the title of that one was, "What the bleep did he just say?" Question mark. All right. Definitely go check that out. Next show. Make sure I'm staying on. All right. Sorry. I had to get my place. Was a Motivational Monday. And this was Consistency and Pride Pays Off. Consistency and Pride Pays Off. If you are proud of what you're doing and you're consistent in what you're doing, it will pay off. That's the payoff. It you just gotta stay consistent, be proud of what you're doing, no matter what people are saying, right? No matter what people are saying, your consistency can fall off because you're not prideful, you're not confident in what you're doing. So you say, I'ma stop. Just stay consistent. If you stay consistent, it will show in the long run and it will pay off, all right? Next one was another banger. Oh my goodness. My daughter would be mad if I said banger. But another great show with another sister. This one was returning to the show. Another sister returned to the show. When my sister wins, we all win. Another queen, Lisa James. She came to give us an update. It was a part two. She's a business consultant. So business management consultant, mom, inspiring success for everyone. She is top notch, one of the queens on the show. She's gonna be back also. Definitely check out that episode. Another great episode from Cousin Ed's Corner. Next one was a Financial Freedom Friday. Spend now or save for later. Spend now or save for later. It's an actual question. It's rhetorical, but not rhetorical. Are you a spender? Are you spending now? Are you saving for later? And there has to be some balance in between. And I'll give you a quick cliff note of the show, right? And this always hits home with me about this. And I'm torn between it, right? My grandmother, when she was on her deathbed, right? I'm not saying she was dying that moment, but deathbed, she was in hospice. She said she wanted us to enjoy the things that she worked for, being the house, being the retirement or insurance or whatever money she had saved, land, whatever it was. She wanted us to enjoy it because she didn't get a chance to. And that hit home with me. And today in my own life, I try my best to save and set things apart for my kids. But I have to get a balance in there. And it's a thing you got to always remind yourself of. So spend now or save for later. Great show. Another great show. Motivational Monday was next. How do you want to be remembered? It speaks for itself. How do you want to be remembered in life? What do you want somebody to say about you when your last days come? Right? I had the opportunity to have a living eulogy done. It wasn't planned that way. It was my brother Destrian Wells and AJ Woodson giving your boy flowers while I'm here. And you could play that at when that time comes. That's how I want to be remembered. So how do you want to be remembered? The next one, another queen. And reason why you hear all these queens, this show, myself, I know that we as society, we as African-Americans, we as brown and black people, even everybody, right? If you have a strong female behind you, next to you, pulling the load, all of those keywords, leading the way, we can get so much further. So in this saying right here, when my sister wins, we all win. We truly at Cousin Ed's Corner believe that. And we are pulling for you. We are your biggest, I would say cheerleaders, but we're not cheerleaders. We're in your corner. Let me say it that way, right? We want you to win as much as you want to win. We want you to win even more. All right. So we are here for you. But this was when my sister wins, we all win. Navigating life challenges with boundaries. And with boundaries and balance. So navigating life challenges with boundaries and balance. So you gotta have some boundaries behind you, what you have going on, and you have balance also, right? And this is with Coach Jasmine. She's also a returning guest, a returning family member of Cousin Ed's Corner. She's a sister of the show. Definitely check out that episode. The Queen put some tips down. She put some practical ways that we can all have boundaries and gain balance in our life. The next show was Thank God for Everything. The Greatest Love of All. The True Meaning of Easter. The Greatest Love of All. No Greater Love, The True Meaning of Easter. No Greater Love, The True Meaning of Easter. And we ended the month with that one. I think it fit right in with the time this month. That song was in my head all around Good Friday. No Greater Love. Listen, for someone, anyone to lay down their life for you is no greater love. And I say that, and I was synonymous with saying it for mothers. A mother comes in, find out she's pregnant. She changes her whole life. The man can go and do X, Y, Z. Good mothers change their whole life for that child and put their own life at risk, right? I say that about Dr. King, Mega Evers, Malcolm X, any leader that has left us who knew their life was in danger. Knew their life was in danger. Hey, if you gonna make this speech, we're gonna kill you. You may not die today at this speech, but you know that it's a chance. John Lewis, he didn't die during the bridge crossing, but someone who will lay down their life for a cause. Jesus laid down his life for all of us. A bigger, not a cause. It's society for all of us, for generations and generations and generations. So no greater love, the true meaning of Easter. So not about the bunny rabbits and everything else. I know the show's a little longer than what I normally put out, but I wanted to make sure you had a full recap of last month. That last show, the Easter show, was our 250th show here at Cousin Ed's Corner. That's 250 shows here at Cousin Ed's Corner. And I wanted to make sure that you knew that we're over here together doing some big things. We're over here doing some big things here at Cousin Ed's Corner. So I want to make sure you knew about that. I tried this last week, so let's see if it works again. Hold on. All right, so hopefully that applause came through. I want to applaud you. That myself, I want to applaud you for being a part of Cousin Ed's Corner. We appreciate you for all that, just all that you do. When I say, you may look at, what have I done? Just clicking the button is enough. That one click is enough. If I put this show out today, only one person click, and that was you, I thank you for doing that. But I like for you to share the show with your friends, family, and loved ones, and let the message go ahead and reach others. Let the message reach others. A great message put in a bottle is useless without it being shared, without the bottle being opened. So let's open the bottle and share this message with others. All right, fam. It's your boy, Cousin Ed. This is your March 2024 recap. Hopefully you enjoyed this last month. Much more to come this month coming up, April. So much more to come. We are in second quarter of the year. April starts second quarter of the year. Hopefully you got some things accomplished in the first quarter. We're in the second quarter. Let's go ahead and do a full sprint into the first half, to close out the first half of the year. Let's do a full sprint to close out the first half of the year. It's your boy, Cousin Ed. I'm out of here. Peace. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.